And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them.
Welcome back. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And thank you for listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. And if you have a question for us anytime during this program or anytime during the week, just go to info@lawyerswhoneedsthem.com and join the ranks of millions who have sent us questions, many of which are actually good questions, which we actually can use. Okay, well, welcome back.
Others are complaints and insults.
Yes, yeah, some of them are, right. And to that young woman in Butte, Montana, no, we won't quit. We're incorrigible. Right. We will not quit. Anyway, well, this young lady got arrested in Austin, Texas, because she refused a pat-down. What's that about?
Well, the thing is, they don't have the X-ray thing there installed yet, apparently.
Oh, you mean the scanner?
At the Austin Bergstrom International Airport. And this woman said she's not going to let them pat her down. She'll go with the wand, give her the wand.
Okay.
But they wanted to pat her down. At any rate, she was one of the first people in line after they shut down this
scanner,
whatever it was. Mm-hmm. She was arrested and banned from the airport. Now, her name is Claire Hirschkin. She's 56, and she says she was a rape victim. And she's particularly sensitive.
She's sensitive, sure.
And she also has a pacemaker-type device implanted in her chest. And says, I don't know why she has that, but anyway, she must have some kind of condition.
Well, she had a condition, obviously.
And she says the constitutional rights were violated and that she broke no laws. She says, I can't go through because I have the equivalent of a pacemaker in me. And if she goes through with that.
So she was afraid that the machine might cause a pacemaker to go off
whack. So she says she was told she was going to be patted down.
Okay.
She turned to the police officer and said, I have given no due cause to give my constitutional rights, to give up my constitutional rights. She says, you can wand me,
but you can't touch me.
She finally agreed to the pat-down, but on condition that they do not touch her breasts.
That's fair.
Well, it's not, because that's where they hide things in the brassieres, these people, if they are going to blow up
a
plane.
Right.
So the fella said, she said, I told him, no, I'm not. And he said, yes, you are. And that's when the fight started. She says the police actually pushed her to the floor and handcuffed her. She was crying by then. They drugged me, she said. I meant to be dragged.
Dragged.
They drugged me. Well, that's Texas. They drugged me 25 yards, across the floor in front of the whole security. Well, it's a very complicated thing.
What they do is
they put the cuffs on her and they threw her out of the airport.
All right.
Now, she was delayed so because she was a missed flight anyway.
Right.
She understands that, you know, people understand that this is a invasive type thing in a sense, but the choice and the options are not great. I mean, I'd rather have myself felt by people than to have the plane blow up.
It's a tough one though, because I think we are giving up a lot of things that we should have had to begin with. So it's a tough one.
If you ask me, they ought to profile people. Now, that's my opinion.
Ah, that would be a lot safer.
Well, if a person looks like
a terrorist?
He probably is. Search him.
Yeah, all right.
So what? If I look like a terrorist, search me. What do I care?
Right.
You want to give me a little pat down? I want a woman to do it, though.
Of course. I think that if you're going to be profiled, you should at least have a choice, man or woman.
Profiled, you don't care.
Right.
Profiled, they look at you and you say, you look like an Arab.
Right.
Or you look like a terrorist.
Right.
Or you just, in your case, you're just rather homely. We want a surgeon because we can't believe a person that bad looking is coming on a plane without something in mind.
So, are you done?
I'm finished.
All right, good.
I think I am.
Because this is another story that you've concocted this week, not concocted, you came up with.
That's right.
I'm going to have to say this again. This did not happen in this country. It happened in
Texas.
No, that happened in Texas. This happened in England.
This one.
And they have captured a guy who calls himself the crossbow cannibal.
Yeah, well, this is a fellow, would you believe it? He kills prostitutes. I guess he likes
those. Like Jack the Ripper.
Like Jack the Ripper. He kills him, but with a crossbow. You know, that's a mean weapon.
Well, as bad as the other thing.
But unlike Jack the Ripper or anybody else I know,
who would just leave them there,
he ate them.
Oh, my God.
Some of them he boiled, and some he had raw.
Oh, sushi.
Now, they discovered... sort of sushi. They discovered this because he was caught on a security camera in an apartment house, and he was dragging a woman into her flat, or into his flat,
right.
You know, and they call them flats.
Right,
they
right,
call
right.
them apartments.
Right.
Flats.
Right.
And he was dragging her in the flat, and all of a sudden she ran out of the flat, and he knocked her to the floor, and he killed her with the crossbow. Then he dragged her back into the flat, and of course dismembered her, and enjoyed her.
This is horrible. This man should be, shouldn't he be executed?
Well, he should be ashamed of himself. But of course he should be executed. We don't have a death penalty in England anymore.
Oh.
And that's another thing that someday I'm going to talk about, is why the death penalty is not such a bad idea. He's killed about 6 or 7 women, but he's right now accused of killing 3. But it appears he's killed some others besides. And not only that, he burps a lot from indigestion, gets gas from eating these women.
He needs Beano.
And he should have Beano. And he has gas, and he takes Bisodol or Tums or Rolaids.
Well, next you'll see he'll be doing a commercial for
that's
Tums.
Right. That's right. Because
that's what will happen.
Well, you don't know what it can do to your stomach, a boiled woman. Jeez. Can you believe that? Even a man would do that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's not easy. I don't know what, you know, but, you know.
This guy's a, you know, he's an Alka-Seltzer ready to happen.
Oh, my God, he is.
Well, he's in England.
Well, they're going to give him some, obviously, he's confessed, so.
Oh, yeah, so now what they'll do is they'll give him 3 squares a day.
He needs a lawyer, but I don't know what the lawyer can do for the guy.
He needs a crossbow.
Well, the lawyer may bring him toothpicks. I don't know what he's going to do.
This guy should be crossbowed himself.
He should.
Right. Anyway, all right. Well, we have an Oregon jury that's recommending death for a father and son in a bank bombing. And on this one, I think they deserve it.
Well, that's right. These two guys, a father and son, who are bigoted, hate everybody, and hate banks, and hate government, and hate people, and hate minorities, went into a bank. They wanted to rob the bank because they needed money because the business was bad, whatever business they were in. And the jury came back with a guilty verdict guilty of murder, aggravated murder, which is when you murder and I'm in an absolutely, you know, and then the jury then considered what sentence to give,
right.
And they recommended the death sentence. Now in Oregon, the judge must follow that sentence. It's recommended he can't give a lesser sentence.
He can't.
I don't know what a worse sentence would be.
No.
To kill him. That's pretty final.
Right.
But it will be automatically appealed to the Oregon Supreme Court because it is a capital crime.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but people were killed in this bombing.
Well, this 2 policemen and lost their lives, and a third one had his leg blown
that's good.
Off.
This guy should go. They should hook him up with a crossbow guy and put him in the grinder.
Although they claim they're innocent at trial, they turned on each other.
Oh.
Which is how miserable things
the rats
are. They, yeah, the father
ratted
blamed
on
the
each
son,
other.
And the son blamed the father. And so that's
sounds
a good
like a
position.
Biblical story.
Well, it's a good position for the prosecution to
right.
be in because the jury knows somebody did it and it was done. And one of them did it, if not both of them.
Well.
However, he had always had a history. He wanted to kill President Clinton.
Well, these guys are beauties.
The son drew a swastika over a U.S. flag, and they're troublemakers, and they think. Yeah, Timothy McVeigh was a hero for blowing
right. These guys are
so I think
not
they should,
members of the National
well,
Honor Society.
No, and I think they ought to get the death penalty.
Yep.
I think the death penalty in this instance is an appropriate remedy.
And thank you for your just words.
Were they just words?
I don't know. But
they were meaningful. They weren't just
that's
words.
Right. They were meaningful. And when we come back, we're going to find out some of the plastic surgeons' tricks that are used that you need to be careful about. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.